The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
And we have a brand new sponsor as a part of Can't Beat Kennedy. We're excited to have Subaru of New England on board. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yep.
Say hey to Kyle from Marshfield.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kyle?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So there's five pop culture trivia questions, Kyle. You get more of them correct than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening on the show. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The actor who voiced Mufasa is honored at the beginning of the upcoming prequel, Mufasa the Lion King. His speech from the 1994 Lion King is played over a black screen, followed by a remembrance message. Who is the original voice of Mufasa?
I have no idea, Pat.
Question number two. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are doing a Vegas residency in their song I Love Rock and Roll. How much money does she put in the jukebox?
25 cents.
Question number three. Brenda Lee turns 80 years old today. Her biggest hit is a Christmas song. Name the song.
Who was it?
Brenda Lee.
White Christmas?
All right. Question number four. SOS by ABBA is the only top 40 song ever where the song title and the artist are both palindromes. What is a palindrome?
You can do the word front and back or backwards, I guess.
Question number five. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broken up again. Sources say it's because she saw something on his phone that upset her. They have a baby due in March. What is MGK's real name?
Machine Gun Kelly, or like his real name?
Yeah. Yes, his mother named him Machine Gun.
Is it Colson Baker?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
That's a pretty good pull, Kyle, actually. All right.
Tough one.
Kyle, I understand you are you're a pipe fitter heading into work right now.
Good guy, local
guy.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Kyle getting 2 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, you got the hard ones right.
That was tough.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The actor who voiced Mufasa is honored at the beginning of the upcoming prequel, Mufasa the Lion King. Who is the original voice of Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
One day, Simba, all this will be yours.
See, all I remember is, this is CNN.
Oh. That sounded more like Darth Vader mine, but I'll work on it.
1-0, question number two. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are doing a Vegas residency, Kennedy.
Okay.
In their song, I Love Rock and Roll, how much money does she put in the jukebox?
She puts another dime.
Another dime in the jukebox. 2-0. It was a different time, Kyle. Didn't have to use a quarter back then.
And now Touch Tune is like $5. You get half a song.
And then somebody can pay to override your song.
Which I do all the time.
Question number three. Brenda Lee turns 80 years old today. Her biggest hit is a Christmas song. What is it?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
3-0. Question number four. SOS by ABBA is the only top 40 song ever where the song title and the artist are both palindromes. What is a palindrome?
Same forward and backwards.
4-1. Question number five. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broken up again. Sources say it's because she saw something on his phone that upset her. They have a baby due in March. What is MGK's real name?
Oh, see. I'm not going to get it.
That is incorrect. It is not. I'm not going to get it. His name is Colson Baker, Kennedy.
No, it was a C.
Colson, yes. 4-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Woo-hoo. You're pretty good at this stuff. Kyle, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You just won yourself a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards, easy, fast, and always a hit. You gotta love the 9.
You gotta.
That is unbelievable. I love the 9.
Yes. You go there for some tall boy beers with the rest of the pipe fitters after work.
You know it. Yep, absolutely.
All right, Kyle, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Kyle from Marshall, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
And we have a new sponsor as a part of Can't Beat Kennedy. A big thank you to Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event. And Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jen from Exeter.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
Jen is a is a school counselor.
I'm here for it.
You started off chaotic.
Jen, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, I love you, but get out of here.
Okay, get out of here. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Jen, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening on the show right now. 14 years ago today in 2010, Nicole Richie married Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. The ceremony was held at her dad's house. Who is Nicole Richie's dad?
Lionel.
Sabrina Carpenter revealed she made it onto her own Spotify Wrapped top 5. The rest of her top 5 were Dolly Parton, ABBA, Kacey Musgraves, and the Bee Gees. Who has sold the most records of all time between Dolly Parton, ABBA, and the Bee Gees?
Dolly Parton.
Question number 3. Miley Cyrus, top Spotify artist this year, Miley Cyrus's top artist this year on Spotify was Britney Spears. Which Miley song does she sing this lyric? Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
What song is that?
Party in the USA.
Question number 4. In his new Netflix special, Jamie Foxx reveals that a stroke caused by a brain bleed is what left him in the hospital fighting for his life last spring. Jamie Foxx played the lead role in a Quentin Tarantino movie back in 2012. Name the movie.
Is it Durango?
And question number 5, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were the number one searched celebrity duo in all of America this year, according to Google's data. They beat out Justin and Hailey Bieber, who came in second. What is the name of Justin and Haley's new baby?
Oh, God.
Gary.
I wonder if it's something weird. Yeah, I feel like it's not something weird, but it should be something weird.
A little column A, a little column B.
Let's say it's a boy, right? Let's say Brian.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Do you want to shout out your school where you're a counselor?
Let's go, Dr. Chris. Woohoo! And I love you all, and congratulations, Kennedy.
I'm here for you this morning.
Jen is
need
alive,
that energy.
Kennedy. All right, Jen got 2 out of 5 correct.
Congratulations. Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
14 years ago today, in 2010, Nicole Richie married Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. The ceremony was held at her dad's house. Who is Nicole Richie's dad?
Lionel Richie.
Tied at 1. Sabrina Carpenter revealed that she made it onto her own Spotify Wrapped top 5.
As you should.
I wish I had that kind of self-confidence.
You need it.
The rest of her top 5 were Dolly Parton, ABBA, Kacey Musgraves, and the Bee Gees. Who sold the most records all time between Dolly, ABBA, and the Bee Gees?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dolly Parton has put out a lot of albums, and she just put out one. I'm going to say Dolly Parton.
Wicked hard one.
Yeah, now it's ABBA. Wow.
Never doubt the Swedes, Kennedy.
I mean.
150 million sold. Tied at one. Question number three. Miley's top Spotify artist this year was Britney Spears. Which song does she sing this lyric?
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Party in the USA.
Tied at two. Question number four. In his new Netflix special, Jamie Foxx reveals that a stroke caused by a brain bleed is what left him in the hospital fighting for his life last spring. He played the lead role in a Quentin Tarantino movie back in 2012. Name the film.
Django Unchained.
Django Unchained, not Durango. It's close, though.
Pretty sure that's a Dodge.
3-2. Question number five. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were the number one searched celebrity duo in all of America this year, according to Google's data. They beat out Justin and Hailey Bieber, who came in second. What is the name of Justin and Hailey's new baby?
Jet?
Who am I thinking? Jack Blues Bieber. Jack Blues Bieber.
Who am I thinking?
I don't know. 3-2 is the final score.
Jack Blues Bieber is a cool name.
It's a great.
Kennedy gets the win 3-2. Jen, you don't get the cash, but seriously, we love you. We appreciate you.
Call anytime.
Yes.
Oh, I try.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jen from Exeter, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Super excited to share that we have a brand new sponsor, Subaru of New England, for Can't Beat Kennedy. Share the love, Kennedy.
Come on and share the love.
With a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Share the love with Brittany from Fall River this morning.
Okay, good morning.
Thanks.
Brittany's in a great mood. She just dropped the kids off. And she's going home to be all by herself.
It's the quietest part of your day.
Is that the best time ever as a parent, is to walk into an empty home?
Yes. Yes.
With no one and nothing there.
Yes.
Love it.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please, Brittany?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Just a reminder, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,880 wins, only 430 losses. Brittany, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Donald Trump was the top trending search on Google this year when it comes to people. Inside Out 2 was the top movie. And Mike Tyson was the top trending athlete. Who did Mike Tyson just fight on Netflix?
Jake Paul.
A producer is offering Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie tens of millions of dollars to do another movie together, complete with love scenes. Name the movie they starred in together where their romance started.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, let's just do another one of those.
There's a TV show now.
There is. It's very good. Yeah,
Donald, I haven't seen it.
Donald Glover's in it, and he's spectacular. Question number three. Lisa Kudrow recently watched the episode of Friends where Phoebe gets married for the first time, and it made her cry. Which actor played her husband on the show?
I've never watched an episode of Friends. I have no idea.
I don't know how you don't just stumble across one against your will.
I try hard.
Jim Carrey admits he did Sonic the Hedgehog 3 because he needed the money. Who does he play in those movies?
I've seen them. Dr. Evil?
Question number five. Ryder Strong turns 45 today. He was a 90s teen heartthrob as bad boy Sean Hunter on which TV series?
He sure was. Boy Meets World.
Because it's Boy Meets World.
Did you hear that, Brittany? He sure was. Yes, he was.
That one.
Yeah. Yes, agree. Check, check, and check. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
All right, Brittany got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Donald Trump was the top trending search on Google this year when it comes to people. Inside Out was the top movie, and Mike Tyson was the top trending athlete. Who did Mike Tyson just fight on Netflix?
Jake Paul.
Loosely a fight. Tied at one. A producer is offering Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie tens of millions of dollars to do another movie together, including love scenes.
Good luck with that.
Name the movie they starred in together where their romance started.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What do you say, 100 million, Brad? 100 million each?
She would never.
How about
far too much class.
How much 200? How about 250 million, Angelina?
No.
How about a billion, Angelina?
No.
Mm. That's a lot of commas and zeros.
I know, but most people could prize their morals for $1 billion.
Yeah, he didn't do very good things with the kids, so no.
Tied to two, question number three. Lisa Kudrow recently watched the episode of Friends where Phoebe gets married for the first time, and it made her cry. Which actor played her husband on the show?
Oh, who did she marry? Paul Rudd?
National Treasure, Paul Rudd.
3-2, question number four. Jim Carrey admits he did Sonic the Hedgehog 3 because he needed the money. Who does he play in those movies?
The bad guy.
Dr. Robotnik. He also said in this interview that he was an idiot for playing two characters in these movies because he only got paid one salary. He's like, that was twice the work and I only got half the salary. 3-2, question number five. Ryder Strong turns 45 today. He was the 90s teen heartthrob as bad boy Sean Hunter on which TV series?
You said?
There was a 90s, he was a 90s teen heartthrob.
And you're looking for the show?
Yes.
Gilmore Girls?
Let them know, Brittany.
Boy Meets World.
Topanga still has a special place in my heart.
You should have heard her when I mentioned his name.
Oh, I love it.
He would flip his hair because he had that 90s haircut.
Okay.
Girls went crazy.
I love it.
He was kind of a bad boy living in a trailer park.
Sure.
Leather jacket. You know the guy.
So he was the Luke Perry from 90210 in my generation.
I'm going to assume.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
I got you.
All right. So we end up in a tie, 3-3. Both did very well. Those were hard questions. But with the tie, Brittany, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head off?
My name is Brittany from Fall River, and I can't beat Kennedy, but we can
die. You in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 1041.